Charity Oxfam has issued an urgent call to the international community to help with an escalating humanitarian crisis in Gaza. In June, the Israeli government cut electricity supply to the Gaza Strip at the request of the West Bank-based Palestinian Authority. Gaza's 2 million residents now have just 2 hours of power a day. Anthea Spinks is the Associate Director of International Programs at Oxfam Australia, and she recently returned from Gaza. Anthea Spinks, thanks for joining the world today.
Thank you for having me.
Now, Oxfam has issued a call to governments, including Australia's, to apply diplomatic pressure to end the electricity crisis in Gaza. What can the Australian government do about this situation?
Because of the devastating impact of these electricity cuts to the population of Gaza, we're actually calling on all parties to exert as much pressure as they can through the diplomatic channels that Australian and other governments have to end this crisis, because it's having an absolutely devastating impact on the citizens of Gaza.
You've been in Gaza in recent months. Just how livable is it?
Yes, I was in Gaza towards the end of last year. It's an amazing place, but it is absolutely devastated by the years of conflict that has been wreaked upon that part of the world. You see buildings that are, you know, still have damage from years ago. I went to one particular a cement mixing place, which has basically been rebuilt 3 or 4 times over the last decade. So you really see the impact of the people of Gaza. And unfortunately, this electricity crisis is just exacerbating that situation. No sewage pumps or systems are in operation. People are living on as little as 2 hours of electricity a day, if that. So we really are seeing that this electricity crisis is just adding and exacerbating to what was already a very stark situation for the citizens of Gaza.
But while it's the Israeli government that's cutting electricity supplies, it's doing so at the request of the Palestinian authorities. So who are you saying should come under diplomatic pressure?
There is a solution to this crisis, and the solution to this crisis is to restore electricity supply to the Gaza area. Now, that can be done immediately. That could be reinstated tomorrow. So we are calling on all parties to this to actually resolve the crisis. In the immediate term, that is Israel and the Palestinian Authority, to reinstate the supply of electricity and other fuel to Gaza. But there is also things that the Australian government and other governments around the world can do to actually support the resolution of this crisis, and by bringing the parties to a negotiating table on this.
Do you agree with the Israelis that the real responsibility for this situation lies with Hamas, the Hamas government in Gaza, still allegedly firing rockets over the Israeli border as recently as last month?
Oxfam's main concern at the moment is for the people that are facing the stark reality of having no sewage, which means that they have, you know, devastating impacts to healthcare. They have no electricity. So obviously there needs to be a political solution to this. And that can be done immediately by the Palestinian Authority, the Israeli authorities, restoring power and electricity supplies to Gaza. And then obviously there needs to be a just and peaceful resolution to the conflict by all sides on an ongoing basis. And Oxfam's been very clear that we call an end for the blockade or the embargo, but also that that needs to be just and peaceful and sustainable, and that it really does lead to a resolution to the crisis for the people living in Gaza.
Gaza has been locked off since the election of Hamas, including with a sea embargo. Why the urgency to act now?
What we're seeing now is actually almost worse than at the end of the last 50-day conflict in Gaza. So obviously the accumulative effects of the blockade are certainly taking their toll. And I saw many of that in my time in Gaza last year, in terms of the damage to the buildings, in terms of what that means for people's livelihoods. But why we're calling on this as an urgent situation now is there are 2 million people who are living in a very small part of land. They have no access to proper sewage treatments. They have very little electricity. There's going to be impacts for healthcare very quickly if that services are not restored. There's, you know, no way that you can actually store food with cold storage, for example. Irrigation is not working, so crops are not being able to be harvested or even planted. So this electricity crisis is really exacerbating an already very dire situation, and the humanitarian crisis in Gaza will continue to deteriorate if this issue is not resolved immediately.
Can organisations like yours get things like medical aid in?
So at the moment, our programs in Gaza are normally relying on supplies that we can access access locally because of the blockade. So unfortunately for us, we are impacted by the blockade as well.
So you've issued this call for the international community to act. What sort of response have you had, for example, from the Australian government?
So at the moment, what we're doing is really calling on all parties. We are also joining with a social media campaign, which is in solidarity with some partners in the occupied Palestinian territory. And so we are seeing some results to that. Obviously, it's an ongoing crisis, and we are calling on the Australian government to do what they can to bring an end to it.
That's Anthea Spinks, the Associate Director of the Program Partnerships at Oxfam Australia.